We are going 3 wide in the high banks of Daytona, coming up next. What is going on, everybody? The garage is open. Welcome to another edition of 3 Wide with yours truly, EG3. My name is Eddie Greer III, host of Three Wide. Almost said it again. Host of 3 Wide. We're all about the latest in the world of NASCAR, Cable World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. Yes, the new revised podcast of mine, 3 Wide, and we got a lot to talk about. Once again, this is your edition, weekly stage break here on 3 Wide. Got some news from the Xfinity Series in practice underway. Or I should say, not underway, but wrapped up, in Mother Nature played a big part in that. Once again, Daytona trucks are off. Xfinity Cup doubleheader beginning tomorrow. The Xfinity Series, and of course, a critical race in the Monster Energy Cup Series, where an upset could happen on Saturday night. Boy, oh boy, it's going to be an interesting weekend. It's definitely exciting. Coming into Daytona after a heart-pounding, epic finish at Chicagoland between Kyle Busch and Kyle Larson. Hey, let's just dive on into the stage break episode. Let's start off with the opening lap, which features Spencer Gallagher. He will make his return to the Xfinity Series lineup next weekend when the Xfinity Series enters into Kentucky Speedway. Spencer Gallagher was suspended for a few weeks due to partying too much, and this would happen actually yesterday afternoon. I did not know about this until my lunch break today, but GMS Racing driver Spencer Gallagher, who was suspended indefinitely by NASCAR, has been lifted. The sanctioning body announced yesterday after Gallagher successfully completed NASCAR's Road to Recovery program. Back on May 1st, Gallagher was found to violate Section 19 in the NASCAR rulebook. Gallagher, at age 28, agreed after a screw-up to participate in this program before coming back to racing. And then, in a quote here, the whole GMS organization is very proud of Spencer for getting reinstated after completing NASCAR's Road to Recovery program after the results received post-Talladega. Team President Mike Beam said in a statement, quote, Spencer will return to the 23 at Kentucky Speedway and then gain. And then again after agreed. Let me say that again. Then again after our agreed contracts are fulfilled, end quote. Gallagher, who drives the number 23 Chevrolet, of course, for his father's organization, won his first career race back in April 28th at Talladega, making a dramatic last pass on the final lap. Gallagher has made 49 starts in the Xfinity Series, with an additional 59 starts in a NASCAR Capable Truck Series. He has 5 top 5 finishes and 22 top 10 finishes combined in both series. And the big note here that's not listed in this article, that win that he earned at Talladega, he will not be a part of the postseason. You have to be eligible to run every race, and Gallagher does not. So with that, You know, Spencer Gallagher, the positive is getting back on the racetrack, but the negative thing is here, though, still, you hurt your organization, your father's organization, by making that stupid mistake. I mean, yeah, everybody makes mistakes, but come at a costly price. But for him, definitely costly, because it cost him a definite opportunity to possibly run for a championship. That 23 car has not slowed down. Of course, Chase Elliott is in that car for the final time, as Spencer Gallagher will make his return to Xfinity Series competition next week in the Greenlands of Kentucky. You'll listen to 3Y with EG3, Eddie Greer III here with you guys. This is your weekly stage edition here on the 3Y, getting you set for Daytona and Mother Nature. For all too familiar, down Daytona, looking to spoil the party once again, as the second half of practices were canceled due to heavy rain in the area. Before we dive into some other topics here this evening, of course, earlier this week, Brad Keselowski, the teams of Keselowski and Denny Hamlin, were hit with fines this weekend due to not having all lug nuts on tight or on the cars. And also Brandon Jones in the Xfinity Series team was also hit with fines as well. No suspensions, though, so that is good news on that front. Now let's turn the page a little bit, transition a little bit to today. Was media day prior to the weekend. There were a few guys that spoke, and we'll have more on that tomorrow, as I'll do another recording prior to the Coke Zero Sugar 400. Of course, I have more on my weekend on the end of this episode. But yes, the big thing coming out of this, the press conference, was the Young Guns. We've hyped it up all year long up until this point. Well, really, up until, well, the veterans like Kevin Harvick, who've been dominant all season long, Kyle Busch getting win number 5 over Kyle Larson last week, Martin Truex Jr., Clint Bowyer, those guys, and maybe you can throw in Joey Logano, even though he's not even 30 yet. The veteran guys of the sport have claimed reins, and ISC, which I'm going to have to do a little bit more research on that this weekend, ISC called out the Young Guns for the low attendance for whatever reason. And I did not listen to the whole thing. I'm going to have to go back this weekend and listen to the whole thing. But ISC, not happy with what they're seeing, even though we saw we're coming off one of the best finishes in NASCAR history. Clearly, that guys like Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, Ryan Blaney, Bubba Wallace, Ty Dillon, maybe probably can throw Austin Dillon in there, even though he's won the opener. The last time we were all here at Daytona International, Austin Dillon winning the Daytona 500 on the last lap. Those guys are not producing, not winning, and that's why, quote-unquote, what the ISC said, the company, that attendance is down. Well, hold the phone for just a moment on that. You know, prior to all this hype, you know, even with, you got to go back to the veterans of like Dale Jr., Matt Kenseth, Tony Stewart, Jeff Gordon. You name another one, and I might be leaving Danica Patrick. Those guys and gals and gal, you know, race for a while, and attendance then was down then, and now, you know, all this anticipation of here we go again, this new crop of guys, we all hyped it up, and the NASCAR media, everybody including myself in there, we all hyped it up, man, this is could be the new chapter of NASCAR, and the Young Guns just simply cannot come up huge in the cup level. I mean, that's probably, I don't know what to say to that other than, you know, attendance has been down prior to the Young Guns coming into the sport. The one of the more talented classes the last 2 years that we've seen, you throw Daniel Suarez into that fray as well. I just don't understand, you know, why the blame has to be on them, while prior to them, you know, with the lasting veterans in their last years, like a Matt Kenseth and Dale Earnhardt Jr., the attendance was still down. We didn't see packed grandstands or anything like that. The attendance was still sucked. So I don't know. You know, I tend to be on the side of Bubba Wallace, who was pissed off, and then Ryan Blaney, Bubba Wallace, they're kind of pissed off at, you know, at that accusation. But when you look at on track this year, you know, Ryan Blaney's had opportunities to win, including the Daytona 500. We talked about every now and then on this podcast. Blaney led the most laps in the 500, and late in the race, panicked. Caused one of the big ones in the 500. Chase Elliott wrecked out of that race early on. But the big story coming out of that weekend, we all can't really forget Bubba Wallace being the guy to beat Denny Hamlin to the line and finish second place. And he's coming back to Florida looking to get one spot up there. And maybe he can he be the upset party this weekend. Have to find out and see this weekend. But, you know, Blaney's had multiple out of anybody else, probably. Chase Elliott, yeah, he's had a lot of second-place finishes. But with them and that Camaro, you know, everybody's saying they're going to figure it out. When? I want to see it. When are they going to figure it out? I have no idea. I want to see proof in the pudding. And, I mean, everybody jump on their back on that bandwagon after that first practice last week at Chicagoland. Oh, damn, you know. The Camaro, they might have found something. You know, Jimmy Johnson was leading practice. Here we go. But that was in the daylight, twilight to the morning. And when it came that push to shove, Jimmy Johnson is still struggling with handling that race car still. And everything else but that. But, they got to start showing me something. I'm not ready to claim that yet. And even with the plate racing, I'm not even going to count that yet, because Ford, they are on in practice, and they continue to have stranglehold on this plate racing. It's going to definitely take one of those upset apple cards like Austin Dillon took full advantage of back in February. But Ford's proof in the pudding. They were strong in that only practice session there. Some 6-7 cars were all Fords, led by Clint Bowyer leading that practice. Qualifying is tomorrow afternoon down there. And then the Xfinity Series will take center stage. And we're going to put in here, weather permitting, because that's what it does in July in Florida. I've been there, done that. Rains, and they get all ticked off that, hey, we're not going to be racing that because of the stupid rain. But hey, it happens. It is what it is. We'll see what happens, weather permitting, of course, for both these races. But who knows what's going to happen with this weather. But anyways, you know, Chevrolet, you know, there's still, you know, a question mark on it. Are they going to get it right before the playoffs? And if so, are they going to be even a factor in the playoffs? That's what we're all going to be asking moving forward. But Blaney, you know, Chase Elliott has had all these second place finishes up until this point, and he was running up front last week at Chicagoland, and he faded late. Blaney started the front row. He faded late. Got lapped down by Kyle Busch. So, but Blaney, he's had a multiple chance to win. And it goes back to Bristol. Unfortunately, got caught up in that mess there with Buescher and McMurray at Bristol. And there's another instance, Kansas City, up there in the top three all night. And then he and Larson had their get together. I've talked about this on multiple accounts on this podcast. It was the three wide with EG, three stage break edition this evening prior to getting set for Daytona weekend. And oh, by the way, hope everyone had a great 4th of July relaxation celebration, or whatever you want to call it. But now we're 9 races to go, and we'll see what happens here. We're all starving for more winners. We have what, 6 winners still up until this point, and are mostly all veterans of this sport, and the young guys have yet to capitalize on that. It probably except Austin Dillon, who we kind of forget sometimes that he is still one of the young guys in sport, but he's been kind of under a lock, if you speak, since that win. Only one other top 10 since that 500 victory that came out west during that West Coast swing out in Fontana for Austin Dillon. So Austin Dillon's going to have to find some other ways besides plate racing, because everybody's going to have a chance to win this race this weekend, including those guys outside the cut line. And that's why I think this is one of the more bigger wild cards, because you have to stay alive in order to have a chance to win this race. You got to escape the big ones and have a little luck at that as well. So, you know, a lot of this, you know, and hey, a young star could rise up this weekend and answer the call. And I'm looking at that 12 car possibly for redemption this weekend. And oh, by the way, the last time it was a night race, you have to go back to the dudes where Ryan Blaine was awfully strong and Bubba Wallace was up there as well. So Bubba Wallace knows how to get around Daytona International Speedway. He has to somehow get away, or not get away, it's not the right word, stay away, or somehow stay away from the wrecks, and they should be good. But you know you're going to see the big one. That's all. It has to be in the back of your mind right off the bat. But when it does happen, are you in the middle of it? Especially those guys above the cut line in the Cup Series heading in this weekend, probably like an Alex Bowman, probably has to be sweating out, even though he's been on a great roll of late, a couple of top 10s in a row from Sonoma and then last week in Chicagoland. But you got the threat of Ricky Stenhouse Jr. up there, defending champion of this race. He's going to be licking his chops. And also, he'll have Bristol up in there too, but probably his best bet probably be Daytona, if you ask Ricky Stenhouse Jr. He spoke to the media earlier today. But yes, the young gunners, they have the shot this weekend to answer the bell. Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney up top of the charge, Bubba Wallace, Austin Dillon, those guys have an opportunity to answer the call and step up to the plate. That's why I keep saying, who is going to step up to the plate and compete with the big dogs of the Cup Series and at least have a say in this fight to get in the playoffs? Not only that, but to hopefully for any of these guys to make a run to Miami to have a shot at championships. So the young guns, all year long, you know, we've seen bright spots from them, but we've also seen some stupid mistakes that led some disappointing finishes. But other than that, you know, the young guns this week, they're going to be right there under the spotlight. And this is a chance. This is a big opportunity here. Anything can happen in Daytona, Talladega, a tremendous opportunity to come out of here with the win and at least quiet critics out of this weekend. All right, Denny Hamlin, transitioning to Denny Hamlin. At some point last week, Denny Hamlin talked about possibly he was in favor of this midweek race crap they have on Wednesdays. You know, let's have a race in the middle of the week so we can have some little fun a little bit. And I am not get my thoughts on that. I am not for that. That's another Thursday night NFL football disaster waiting to happen. And you know, it's not a knock on, I love my football. Don't get me wrong. But a Thursday night game, some of those matchups can be crappy. And half of them were crappy last year. Let's not sugarcoat anything about that at all. But Monday Night Football, that's been a staple of NFL for the longest time. But Thursday night, there's been a lot of talks, especially the last couple years, that we don't need Thursday night football, whatnot. And, you know, I get the Friday night thing for the Xfinity series. I totally understand that. And I'm not complaining at all about that. But having a race in the middle of the week doesn't make any sense. If you're having problems with attendance now, what's going to happen? This is in the middle of the week. You're talking about, this is NASCAR is one of the longer seasons of all sports. You're talking about, you know, of course, yeah, summertime. It might work. I have no idea. But when school starts, what are you talking about? You have guys adults that have jobs, big boy, big girl jobs. You know, the weekend is for opportunity to get away and have better chance to get to the racetrack, and except for throwing it in the middle of the weekend. We all know when we all get mad that we don't, especially on weather delay races, we have to put them to Monday where I can't see them, can't watch it, due to I gotta go work or do all this other stuff. Miss the race. And Wednesdays, I mean, when are you gonna do it? Wednesday nights? I mean, if you're having if we're all complaining about attendance now, that's gonna be a real drop off on Wednesdays. I might be going too fast conclusion, but we gotta be real with this on this fact. Even if you put on Friday night, could work with a Cup Series. I'll probably give you that, but I'm against midweek races. That it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I know you're probably just throwing random stuff out there, but that just, I am not for midweek races. I just, the attendance, again, I've said this multiple times already in the last 2 minutes, I just don't like the fact that midweek races, I mean, where are you going to go? I mean, people have, kids have school, all this other stuff, and where you guys get time off and all that other stuff. Nobody got time to watch it or midweek race. There's no time. I'm sorry. I'm against that. And you should stick to the weekends because a lot of people have better opportunities to go to the racetrack. Especially, you have to come from a long way. You ever think about that? So, like those people who travel long ways to get to a NASCAR race, that's a lot of dedication there. So you gotta think out. I know you're trying to think outside of the box, whatnot. I mean, yeah, we got the truck race coming up here in a couple weeks with the Mid Classic on dirt at Eldora. That has been a staple. I have no problem. I mean, yeah, I'm gonna go and say that I have no problem watching that at all. Yeah, out of comfort on my own home, because that's a little bit too far from range for me. But having midweek every day, now that's I don't think that's going to be that's going to work out too much. That's just my opinion. That's another NFL Thursday Night Football disaster waiting to happen. 3Y with EG3 continues. We're all about the latest in the world of NASCAR. Eddie Greer III here with you guys this evening on a stage break. We got some big news, or I should say not a big. Well, yeah, big news. We got a big announcement coming up on the end of show. Before we take our intermission here on 3Wide, got a little something here that I'm gonna throw in here. This might be a little stupid idea here that I said while preparing for this, but I'm gonna do it anyways. And this is kind of like college football style, the Championship Four. Yes. Everybody gonna say, hold on, we got a long way to go. Yes, but this is kind of the predictor, if you will. It's kind of like the college football playoff. We're going to have the four best teams, individuals, that are projected to get in. Yes, a lot of things happening between now and the ninth race of the playoffs, which is ISM, the new reconfigured ISM, by the way, up until the Championship Four race at Miami. A lot can happen by then, but here is what I have, and then of course I have the next four guys up in that mix. So of course we see Kevin Harvick. I still have him at the top spot, even though yes, he finished in the top five last week. But Kyle Busch second, haven't left the board. Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, 10 wins between them. And you have Martin Truex Jr. in there, 13 wins between the three. We call them, obviously, what we've called them all year, the dominant three, the big three. And then up in the fourth slot this week in Daytona, and it's probably not going to change at all much because it is plate racing, ladies and gentlemen, and anything can happen. All these guys can get in the big one, and we could have an upset winner. But my fourth guy in there right now, yes, this is early, 9 weeks to go, but my fourth guy right now, and he had a bounce back from Penalty City, Clint Bowyer is my fourth guy right now. That is my predictor, or you say computerized, for Championship Four right now. My next four guys has Joey Logano, has that one win. Yes, he nobody's really talked about him all that, but Logano has that one win. But he hasn't really gave us anything much more to talk about, really. He's had inconsistency in that 22 Penske here over the last several races. He's been up and down. He's got to get that consistency back. He was very consistent right off the bat here this year. And he's kind of been up, teetering up and down over the last couple of races. So if he's going to be that guy, he's going to have to start putting together some finishes here. And Daytona, he won Talladega the last time we were on a plate race. He'll have an opportunity to ride that horse again. Kyle Larson, next on that list. Of course, he has no playoff points yet, or wins for that matter, but he is showing some threat, and he's too. I mean, yep, he's coming off that thrilling, epic battle with Kyle Busch, but the week prior to that, Sal and the pole at Sonoma was a non-factor for the second consecutive week out in California. So, Kyle Larson, again, he's going to have to minimize mistakes on his own terms. You don't have any chance to be a factor when it comes to the postseason. Keselowski I have in there. And I'm looking at, we're in Daytona, right? Yep. Denny Hamlin is the last guy on the next four list on that. Denny Hamlin, a threat, a former winner on Daytona surface. So there you have that on my line right there. So I'm a championship four in there, kind of with the playoff, if you will. And then the next four guys, and yes, I know kind of a little dumb, but hey, I'm just gonna let that ride right there, and I'll have it updated again. It's probably not gonna affect too much here unless one of these other four guys, the next I just named off, Kyle Larson, Keselowski, Logano, Hamlin, come up down Daytona with the victory. So a lot can change between now and then, folks. All right, ladies and gentlemen, 3Y will continue when we return to the podcast. Yep, I have my pick for the Xfinity Series race tomorrow night, and my dark horse, also my favorite 3Wide moment from last week at Chicagoland. And we got news coming up that I'm going to share when I come back. EG3, 3Wide. We'll be back after this timeout. EG3 rolls along, stage break edition. Eddie Gritter III, host of 3Wide, the latest in all of NASCAR, Camping World, Xfinity, Monster Energy, three of the biggest divisions in all of motorsports. Trucks are off this weekend. We got Xfinity Series action tomorrow night with the Coca-Cola Firecracker 250 on NBCSN. Coverage starts 7:30 Eastern Time, 6:30 Central Time. For those of you listening in the Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas areas, and you can figure out the map if you're listening out west. Xfinity practices happen today. Well, except the second practice, obviously, because of the friendly Mother Nature. But the lone practice session, Mr. Daytona himself, Ryan Reed, led the practice, and guess what he's in? Yeah, you guessed it. He is in a Ford. Justin Haley making an appearance in the 24 this weekend. The Xfinity Series winner. It's not an Xfinity Series. Excuse me. The Cable World winner from a Gateway. Second, Ryan Truex, Austin Cindric, and Shane Lee in that three for RCR this weekend. Up in that mix in the top by the rest of your top 10 stars. I know that this probably ain't going to matter much. Because, yes, this is plate racing. Chase Elliott in that 23. Spencer Gallagher will be back next week. 6. Alex LeBay. 7. This is what I'm talking about here. Like, guys like LeBay. Joey Gase up here in the top 10. Blaney, who's riding that 22 this weekend, tomorrow night, 9th. And Timmy and Timmy Hill in that little 66 in 10th spot. This is what's funny. I always get a kick out of the underdogs that you do not hear every week, like the Cole Custer, the Daniel Hemricks, the Christopher Bells of the world. These are the guys that have to seize the moment to get the job done. And you rarely hear these guys on a weekly basis. So definitely it dices up a recipe for somebody to get a great finish. Not only that, or an opportunity for a big time upset in these races. We'll have to see what happens then. Of course, Bracket 2 was not really much to really look at because you had all the back of the field cars up in that mix. And then you switch gears to the Monster Energy Cup Series preparing for their race, the lone practice session. I talked about it prior to the break. Clint Bowyer won the practice session, and I said 7-4, 6-7-4s up there. Well, it was 7 consecutive Fords up in that mix. They've had a complete stranglehold on plate racing, and I have said this on multiple occasions over the last several years. And Ford, they haven't figured out, while Chevy and Toyota are still trying to knock them off the board. And Joey Logano of Ford won Talladega, but they did not win at Daytona in February, thanks to Austin Dillon's move on Eric Almirola. We'd be sitting here talking about them going for 3 in a row, but Dillon had other plans on Almirola. But speaking of Almirola, he finished 2nd, followed by Keselowski, Logano, Blaney, Kurt Busch, and Kevin Harvick. How about that? The two of them did not play nice, or I would say Kurt Busch's little Wayne rant last week at Chicagoland. Don't get me started there. I already talked about what I want to talk about back on post-race reaction Chicago. And more, by the way, speaking of that, you haven't listened to that. I encourage you to give that a listen. Post-race Chicagoland, a thrilling weekend. And we're coming off one of the best finishes in NASCAR history between the 18 and the 42. The rest of that top 10 was all Chevys. A.J. Allmendinger, Chris Buescher, JTG Doherty Racing, 8th and 9th, and Chase Elliott rounds out the top 10. All these are over 200 miles per hour on the high banks of Daytona. The Cup Series will qualify tomorrow. We'll take a back seat, and we will see the Xfinity Series tomorrow night due to, well, weather permitting. I'm gonna put that in there again. This is summertime in Florida, and yep, I have experienced this. The times I went in due to Daytona International Speedway in the summertime, you want to see the race in prime time under the lights. It just has that big time feeling, that prime time feeling, and it gets all rained out and everything else. So, I mean, we'll see what this weather. You don't never know, so we'll have to see what happens. But yes, scheduled. We'll find out what the weather does in both of these races coming up. But yes, Xfinity Series tomorrow night will set the field, qualifying, and then they will race them out. All right, folks. 3Y continues for a few more minutes this evening. Thanks for tuning in to tonight's Stage Break episode. Eddie Greer III in the house as usual, and I'm going to provide my favorite 3Y moment from last week. I did not get it in to the post-race due to so much that I wanted to talk about in over an hour's time. That was a great show to do, but I forgot to finalize that 3Y moment. Well, why not? This guy had a career day, and he could not overcome the loose lug nuts, not once, but twice, that killed his day. But Eric Almirola gets the first nominee award for 3Wide moment of the race, where in the middle of stage 3, he passes teammate Clint Bowyer and Chase Elliott to get himself back into the top 10. And then a few laps later, he had another loose wheel problem there. And basically Almirola saying, hey, we got to clean it up the mistakes if we're going to win a race or be weak contenders. And Eric Almirola, this is a perfect setting for him. He, too, can have some kind of redemption night at Daytona. Or I wouldn't say really redemption, but have a second chance, really, because he was at the forefront two corners away from winning Daytona 500 2, and he gets punted and into the wall. So Almirola, you know, these guys, these forwards are going to be up all over it, and Almirola, he's going to have a great opportunity here for another opportunity, another solid night this weekend. Eric Almirola, three wide, a moment of the race. All right, folks, it's time to get down to business with my picks. Coca-Cola Firecrackers 250 tomorrow night. Before I really get carried away, I'm gonna start off my pick and then go to the dark horse. And again, on Saturday night for the cup race is kind of questionable. I'll still have my pick in dark horse, but I will be at a wedding on Saturday night, and it'll all depend on when I get back. So I don't know if I'm going to watch much race, but I will have it DVR'd. So that's the great thing about no race Sunday. If I can't watch the race on Saturday night, I will still be picking in, though, even though I am recording a wedding on Saturday early evening. So we'll see what happens there. But again, the race is going to go on without me, whether I'm watching it or not. So it doesn't matter. But anyways, but we'll see what happens then. I have my picks and dark horse for that tomorrow. I'm doing a recording tomorrow when the qualifying field is set for the Coke Zero Sugar 400. Meanwhile, I'm going to make my pick now. I have on my list, yep, my pick to win this race. Well, this guy's won Daytona before, and I always call him Mr. Daytona for a reason. And it goes back to, again, winning these races. And then when we had that plate package at Michigan, this guy was up in the top six for most of it. Ryan Reed is my pick to win this race and to seal up a spot in the postseason. Ryan Reed somehow wakes up like the Hulk and goes out there and wins it. Again, this is a four we're talking about. He'll have an opportunity to win this race. That's my pick in a dark horse. You know, once again, Daytona, Talladega, you can draw a straw out of the hat, and you can go with that, and he could wreck out or have a good, strong day. I'm going to roll with Shane Lee. Yep, Shane Lee in the three, and every time he's been in that car, he's been up in the top 15 for majority of his appearances. Starting to really like this guy, Shane Lee, number three, riding for RCR this weekend. That's a Chevy, folks, but he has an opportunity to do something, and really like his chances for some reason. So there you go on that. Dark horse Shane Lee, my pick to win the Xfinity Series race. Ryan Reed in that 16 Ford. So there is my picks for Xfinity tomorrow. And again, I'm going to record tomorrow. I'll have my pick in Dark Horse for the Cup Series as well. Now, it's already been set. All I have to do is say it on air tomorrow night. You don't want to miss that as well. As long as, depending on this record, I'll be back. Of course, I'm going to rehearsal tomorrow night for the wedding. And when I get back, depending on where the race is or whatever it is, I'll record then. So you might see here another little small dose of play-by-play, but We'll see where all this lands when I get finished with rehearsal. EG3 Show is the name of the Facebook page still, though. EG3, facebook.com/EG3. And I'm trying to figure out a way to change it. It might just have to stay that way for a while. But it is, my Facebook is called 3... Oh my goodness, EG3, I am botching up. I'm sorry, folks, EG3 Show is on that. So let's just do it one more time, facebook.com/EG3Show. Now, finally moving on to Pod Center, where the announcement is going to come in. Pod Center, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, Spotify, iHeartRadio, in iTunes. If you have time, if you're a listener to this podcast, I encourage you to still subscribe to the podcast wherever you might get your podcast, weekly podcast, and add 3Y with EG3 to your book, weekly podcast, wherever you get your podcast. And the announcement I wanted to make, we have another one. 3Y with EG3 show, Stitcher. We are on Stitcher as well. And the spread out continues, the movement continues in the podcast world. Welcome Stitcher on board to 3Wide with EG3. I'm excited for that as well. So now we got another avenue that you can listen to the 3Wide with EG3. And for those of you who do have or listen to Stitcher, add 3Wide with EG3 to your library. Get caught up on the latest episodes, including this one tonight. I'll get it loaded up tomorrow morning. And then when I get back from the rehearsal, I will record the cup preview for Saturday's Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona. This is going to be another wild one. If last week's any indication, I mean, we have seen domination up until last week. If that's any indication, boy, we're going to be in treat. Get your popcorn, buy your popcorn, get that popcorn ready, because this weekend is going to be fun. Especially, this is plate race we're talking about. Plate racing is one of my coming in to NASCAR. It was one of my favorite races to watch because of all the excitement, the chess games, and everything else in between. But yes, definitely, you don't want to miss a lap of the action, which unfortunately, that's probably going to be me on Saturday night. But hey, it is what it is. But for those of you who are going to be watching, you don't want to miss a minute, a lap of the action, because you blink, you're going to miss out on something big. Like Kyle Larson, Kyle Busch last week, that slide job, attempted slide job that Larson put and could not complete. And then y'all know the rest of the history. It's been well documented this week. I told you on Monday night that we're still going to be talking about that all the way until the green flag drops tomorrow night in the Xfinity Series. Again, folks, if you missed it, we are on Stitcher, folks, as well. So, Audio Boom, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, and now we are on Stitcher. Get on that. And of course, yes, folks, ladies and gentlemen, the movement is on, and man, we're excited. Join the movement on 3Wide with EG3. You don't want to miss any lap of the action, and we are getting ever closer to our magic number, and I had lesser expectations for this podcast coming in. Well, I had no doubt where I was going to be good, but the way these numbers are continuing to rise up, and it's eye-opening, and I'm excited where this thing could possibly go. So definitely we're getting up there, folks. So we get up there to that magic number, definitely going to be continuing to reach out to a driver of my choice, definitely. So definitely spread a word about the 3Wide with EG3. Definitely helps us out as well with some of these other podcasts out there as well that you can listen to also, like Loose Lugs, Lap Traffic, PETM Podcast, the Over the Water Broadcast, the Moat Broad Podcast, yeah, Right Side Radio, all in between in that as well. So much you can listen to get your NASCAR fix on this weekend, Daytona style. With that, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to wrap it up for 3Wide tonight, Stage Break Edition. Thank you, guys, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in tonight. Xfinity's race tomorrow after qualifying for the Cup Series, and then setting the stage up for the Monster Energy Cup Series for Saturday night primetime showdown in Daytona Beach, Florida. Man, cannot wait to see what the next chapter unfolds in this race to the playoffs. We got 9 to go, ladies and gentlemen. 9 races to go in the Xfinity Series. We got another showdown in the beaches. It's going to be exciting. Eddie Greer III, thank you so much for tuning in to 3Wide. And remember, you don't want to get caught in a 3Wide situation. We'll talk to you later. We out.